opened his nice doors for the base of Medrash HaGadol there. In Zosu Reb Monla Gabes, Reb Monla came to him, Omalei, Chami Mayavdis, see what I did, like how nice it is, I made nice doors for the base of Medrash. Omalei said back, V'yishkach Yisholas Aseyu, V'yovena Yicholas, that the Fakert, Klai Yisrael forgot a Kodesh Baruch, like you didn't do something good here. Lehevei B'nei Nash, the Yalam B'yaraisa, couldn't you find, give your money, rather the people that would have sat and learned, rather than giving the money to make the shul look nice, they could do without such a nice shul. You should have given your money rather than people sit and learn, you would have got a bigger chutz. Tony, we learned. Says what? So the Mishnah says that in the second kupa, they used to throw all type of kalim there, and then they saw the kalim that could be used for the base of Midrash they would use, and not they would sell and use. So Tony, kodshei ha-mizbeach, things that were set aside for the mizbeach, means im yesh b'kodshei b'dek abayis dover royal mizbeach. If you have anything people gave to the Bedek HaBayis, like an animal, something that could be used for the Mizbeach, the Lachar is Helech L'Mizbeach. Hey, Sonny, Kotshe HaMizbeach, Moitzi Nesu Royal Lehem, Mi Kotshe Bedek HaBayis. Hey, it's from the Kotshe Bedek HaBayis, if there's anything there that could be used for the Mizbeach, it goes straight to the Mizbeach. We always say, it's Cholam Ha'at Lichal, Duchess HaGuf on them. Ein Kotshe Bedek HaBayis, Moitzi Nesu Royal Lehem, Mi Kotshe Mizbeach. But the other way we don't say. We don't say that the Kodshim is Bedek HaBayis takes away things that are roi from the Mizbeach. Anything that's roi for the Mizbeach stays by the Mizbeach. For the more of Otaninim, we learned in our Mishnah, Kli, Shemotza, by Sarah Bedek HaBayis, if you found certain kale that could be used for the Bedek HaBayis, Manich HaNoisa, we used to leave it for the Bedek HaBayis. The Yashah, the rest of the things, the rest of the kalim, Nim Korim, they used to sell them, Udemeyim, the money, Noisa, from the Bedek HaBayis, was given over to the Bedek HaBayis. Says Mashuat Avlim Motzu by Tzorach and the Mizbeach. That's the kasha. Mashu, they would have found things that are used for the Mizbeach. They would not give it over to the Mizbeach. That's the kasha. It says here all the kelim that came in. If it was something that could be used for the Bedek HaBayis, they used it for the Bedek HaBayis. If not, they automatically sold it and used the money for the Bedek HaBayis. What about if they found things there roi for the Mizbeach? Mashu, the Mizbeach didn't get it. If they found there an animal or flower or shemen, they didn't use it. They had to sell them. So it's not like this b'raisa. The other b'raisa says, anything that goes to the Bedek HaBayis, if it's roi to go on the Mizbeach, it should go on the Mizbeach. And now Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says anything for the Bedek HaBayis only stays by the Bedek HaBayis. It doesn't go to the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah is talking about the Leshkas of the Bedek HaBayis. In other words, not that everything went for the Bedek HaBayis itself. That they used to put it into the Leshka of the Bedek HaBayis. And from there they would take it for whatever they needed. In other words, he learns Pshat is that they took for the Tzorech whatever they needed for. What they needed for the Mizbeach, they took for the Mizbeach. What they needed for the Bedek HaBayis, they took for the Bedek HaBayis. Just the things that were not used at all, that they would sell. That's what Krabbe also says there. Kachi Mishtaseinu, Kli Shemotzu Boi Tzorech, Vayinu Tzorech HaMizbeach, Oyinu Bedek HaBayis. Any Kli that we found that could be used, whether it's for the Mizbeach or for the Bedek HaBayis, it was used for that purpose. Only the things that couldn't be used for either of them, those things were sold. Yehadron Lecha Perkele Mamunim. So at the Mishnah, Shloisha Osa Shofarois, there were 13 Shofarois in the Beis HaMikdash. Shofar is a different type of tavis that used to collect the money for tzedakah, and it was, all the boxes were made like a shofar, that on top was very small and the bottom was very narrow. Today that you couldn't put your hand in there to take the money out. Shloisha Asara Shochonis, there were 13 Shochonis. Shloisha Asara Hishtachavois, used to bow down to 13 different places. Hoya b'migdash. Shalbeis Rabbi Gamliel, v'shalbeis Rabbi Chananias, kanakanim, hoya mishtachvim v'yabu asorim. They used to have 14 places to bow down. V'eichon oisti yisera, where was their 14th, where was the extra place they bowed down more than the other ones? Kenega diratzim, near the place where they used to store the wood. Why? Shekei mesuris b'yod ne'ad ha'mesuril me'avaseihem, she'eshom ha'orin nignas. That's the place where the orin was buried. But since Ayidei Yashiyahu, since it was buried there, it had a special kedusha, used to make a shtachabor there. Maisa b'koyin echot, shoyim esasik. There's one koyin, the Mar says he was a baal mum, so his work was to take care of the woods, make sure it wasn't wormy. V'royes haritzpa, and he saw on the floor, shehim meshuna. Mechavaser, he saw like one block of the floor was different than the other ones. So he knew that block was once picked up and put down again. V'yom alachaver, he told his chaver, in other words, that was the place Mustam where the urn is buried. And the Mishnah said, but he didn't have enough time to tell his other friends where exactly he was, until he was nice. The yada, and they knew biyichot sheshamar and gunis. They knew around that place. They didn't know the exact place, but around that place they knew the Aaron was nigdas around that place. So that's why they made the shtachavu there. But he didn't have living long enough to tell people exactly which stone it was. The Martoni hashefaras halalu. All these different type of tevas is akumais hayu and tsaras milmalu. The top they're very tight, or rechavis milmata. Bottom is very wide. But the people shouldn't come to steal. So there they can't put the hand inside there. So therefore on top was very tight, and on bottom it got spread out. Tani Mishem Yableza. Ha'aron Gali Mohim. When the Aaron, after the first Churban Abayis, went with them into Bavel. My time, the Pasuk says, Lo Yivose Dover Omer Hashem. Nothing was left over. Ein Dover Ela Shad Dibrois L'Toichai. Means Elamai the Dibrois, the Luchas, the Aaron that had the Luchas in them, also went with Klai Yisrael to Bavel. Another pasuk says, "O teshuva sashana sholach hamelach nebuchadnezzar vayivayehu bevola." Im klei chemda is beis Hashem. They brought it to Babel with all the klei chemda. Now, ezel klei chemdas beis Hashem. What's called the chemda, the dearest kleilim in the beis Hashem? Zeor goes on the urn. So the urn after the bayis rishon was taken into Babel also. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakishomer b'mkaymayay urn gonus. He holds no. The Aron was not taken to Bavel, nor the Aron was Nignas was buried in its place. How do this the pasuk says? Vayarichu habadim vayiru roshi habadim el hakodesh al pnei hadvir v'layiru hachutza. And the end of the pasuk says the Gemara brings down. It says the yiyu shom ad hayom ezir. It says the Aron stays there ad hayom ezir. That's the drasha from this pasuk in Malachim, that the Aron stood there ad hayom ezir. The Aron never left its place. So they learned that the Aron was buried there. Now, Stam, the Gemara explains the theory in the Psukim. Siv Vayiru. It says what they were able to see the Badin. V'yata Marto V'layiru. And then the Pasuk says, well, you can't see the Badin. So can you see them or can't you see them? Ela Nirin V'layirin. You could see and you cannot see. That means bolted. Avada the Oren was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there was a Proichet, there was a curtain hanging down. So you couldn't see the Oren directly. But the Badin, two staffs, was bolted, was sticking out. V'yotzin Kishnei Dodi Isha. Look at the two breasts of an Isha. That's the way they were sticking out of the Proichet. So it was nearer that the Badim was there, but you couldn't see the Badim because it was inside the Proichus. They say, where was the place the Aron was buried? By this place, the Dir Eitzim, the store, where they used to store the wood. Maisa b'koyin echad bal mum. It was a maisa with one koyin, it was a bal mum. Shoya oimed u'mafatzal eitzim. Baleshka's Dir Eitzim. That was his work. He was a bal mum, he couldn't do the avoidum. So he used to just take care of the Dir Eitzim. He used to take care of the wood, to make sure there's no worms in the wood. Because if you find worms in the wood, you couldn't use it. So you had to, peel the wood to make sure there are no worms inside it. He saw one block on the floor different than the other ones. He came to tell his friend, look, this is different than the other one. The yada b'yichot sheshom aron gonis, and it happened that he was maced right there, and he didn't live. Some say he banged. Some say he was banged there with a hammer, and sparks came out and killed him. The next one, the Mor says it. Yatani Rabbeishia, hikish oleh b'konis. He banged with a hammer on that stone. The yot seish v'sarfosin, and ash came out of that stone and burnt him up. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lokeshama, days aronos hoyim, that they had two orons. Mahal chidim Yisrael b'midbar. When Klai Yisrael was in the midbar, there were two different orans there. Echot shoysa ha-Torah nesuna b'toichai. One had the Torah. V'yechot shoyo shivrei luchas nesuna b'toichai. And one had the shivrei luchas. Zeh shoysa ha-Torah nesuna b'toichai. Hoye munach b'yeh omoyen. That was always steady in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hoda hu dechsev, the Pasuk says, V'yoran bris Hashem. O moishel ha-moshem mekerav ha-machane. Zeh, yeh. That's the Aron Hashem, the Aron had the Torah in it, that always stood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'zeh shoye shivri luchas, the Sunna B'Soichai, the one that had the shivri luchas there, hoyo nichnas v'yotzi imohim, used to go out with Klai Yisrael and come back, used to take, when they went to Mechamam, when they went out to fight, or took to go places, they would take that Aron with them. Upamim shoye misroye imohim, and at times it was seen with them, that one was taken out. For Rabbon and Rabbon say, no, Aron echad hoy, there's only one Aron. Only one time that Aaron was taken out. V'nishpa, and it was captured. The Gemara says, Kraya Misaila Rabbonin. There's a Kraya Samashim with the Rabbonin, that there's only one Aaron. First is Oy Lonu Miyatilenu Miyadulakim Huadirin Huela. Milod Loichomin Minyoimin Karya. Smashman of Minyoimin. Now they said that they finally saw the urine the first time. Who's gonna save us from the urine? Smashman, they never saw the urine. So Smashman, there weren't two urines, one in the Kodesh Kodesh and one went with them. No, they never saw the urine. Mashma, there's only one urin that you stay in the Kodesh Kodashim, and they never saw that urin. So now was the first time they said the urin. Where it says, Kroah Messiah the Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, there's a riot, another plus of Mashma, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Vayayim Esher Liachia, Hagi Sharon Elakim, bring to me the urin Elakim, Valoi urin Bekirath Yorim Hoyu, I, the urin was in Kirath Yorim. So Mashma, what? There are two different urins. One taka was the Kiris Yorim, and the other one was the Yorin Lakim. That's the one that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the one Shirley asked for. So Mashma, the two different urns. But the more my Yavdin lay Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this Pasik? Hagisha lay ha tits. That Shol didn't really ask for the urn. He asked for the tits. That's what he wanted to get. But the urn was only one urn. Kro Misayel Reb Yehuda, Bar Lokish. Sarai to Reb Yehuda, Bar Lokish says what? There are two of them. Horin v'Yisrael v'Yehuda, Yashre v'Sukis. For loy orin b'tzion hoya, I the orin was in tzion. So it's mashma of two different orins. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
You and the whole naf tezayin amar aleph. In the middle of a shallow is the machlokes of Yehuda ben Lakish and the Rabbonin, if they had two orins or they only had one orin in the midbar. So last Mar brought a raya to Reb Yehuda ben Lakish, said Kroah Misal Reb Yehuda ben Lakish, Horin v'Yisro v'Yehuda Yoshvim Basukos. They were sitting in Sukos.